The Downchild Blues Band are coming to North Bay Thursday, September 1st. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary here in the Bay. And I've got a man with us right now who is going to be inducted into our North Bay Musician and Entertainers Hall of Recognition that night. It is a pleasure to have the leader, co-founder, guitarist, harmonica player, and the main songwriter for Downchild, Donnie Walsh, with us. How are you, Donnie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Tell me how you're feeling as you get ready for this show and the big induction that night.
Oh, well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I haven't been to North Bay for quite some time. And just being up there will bring back several memories, I'm sure.
Well, let's talk about that. Because tell me about life growing up in West Ferris when you were a kid. Tell me what that was like.
Oh, it was great. We were lucky. I was lucky. We lived right on the lake. And had a boat and, lots of stuff to do.
Now, your parents owned the Lakeview Inn back in the day, right?
Correct.
And yeah. I've heard a story about a jukebox there that kind of turned you onto the music bug.
Oh, yeah. Back then, there was a rule that on Saturday night, the jukebox had to be turned off at 11:30 because of the Sunday God thing. So, Sunday morning, we would get up, and people had been putting money in the jukebox all night the night before, and we'd get up Sunday morning and plug the jukebox in, and it would play for hours with songs that people had put money to hear the night before. So Sunday morning was a pretty big event for us, listening to the jukebox.
And so that's where the inspiration came from. How old were you when you picked up your first guitar, Donnie?
10 or 9.
And was it the blues that turned you on to learning to play guitar, Donnie? Or were you listening to pop music back there or country? What were you into?
I was just listening to music back then. I whatever was popular on the radio. And, of course, there was a lot of guitar-style music back then. But I never really listened to blues music until a couple of years later than that. What I did listen to was Irwin Prescott and his Mellow Tones.
Yeah, they were huge here in the Bay Area, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Legendary.
it was really something.
Sounds to me like you had two passions, music and fishing. Tell me about your passion for fishing and how you developed that on Lake Nipissing.
Living on Lake Nipissing, it was a famous walleye area. Mm-hmm. And we went out fishing frequently. Getting out fishing was kind of rough where I lived because it was shallow water and it would be windy almost every day. So you'd get bumps that you had to go over to get out to go fishing. So it was something. And then, of course, there was the Rockies, which were rock points on Lake Nipissing. So there was First Rocky, Second Rocky, and Third Rocky. And of course, they were miles apart from one another. And you'd go down and stand on the rocks of a point and cast off there and catch fish.